You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Funky track here, Roha Ko Anna by the one and only Hamo Dao. And while we're playing this whānau, we've got a very exciting interview coming up with Parehoia Makai, who's on the line. Kia ora Parehoia.
Kia ora, Kate Pea here.
Now, oh, Kate Pea koe.
Ai, pai ana, mauramihi o te wiki o te reo Māori.
Ah, exciting. I should have said manaho. I'm very excited. It's been such a good week. And I'm excited to talk about this amazing mahi that you've been doing, or that you guys are doing with Waiata Anthems. I wanted to start by asking if you could explain to the people who aren't familiar what Waiata Anthems is.
Yeah, ka pai. Yeah, Waiata Anthems is a kaupapa that was started by our kahurangi, Dame Hinawea Mui. The kaupapa first started about 5 years back, and it first started with translations of popular songs, popular anthems here in Aotearoa, translated into Te Reo Māori. There was a popular album that came out with some awesome waiata, and it's kind of evolved into, a kaupapa where we just want to uplift Waiata Reo Māori, whether it's on the radio, everywhere. And we often make documentaries, music videos with all the amazing artists who are releasing Waiata Reo Māori throughout the year. So, it's awesome.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to attend the event you guys had last year at the Auckland Museum, featuring just an all-star lineup of people on there. You had Ma, Tawas, Jordan with a Y, Magic. It was so gorgeous. And you bring them together for these wānangas, these songwriting camps, and they produce these beautiful waiata out of it. It's so amazing. And the cool thing is, then you can turn around and do something like this new initiative, Waiata in Our Whare. What's this initiative all about?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we support a lot of artists and when they're releasing throughout the year. And this week we kind of wanted to have a look into the audience who are listening to these waiata and just show that waiata is being celebrated and listened to by everybody in different environments. You know, we've been lucky to go and visit different whānau. We've been going into different mahi environments, cafes, gyms, and just showing that actually we're hearing Waiata Reo Māori everywhere. I mean, I was just on the plane last night and lots of Waiata Reo Māori were playing. So it's just showing that everyone's embracing it And it's actually an amazing way for everyone to engage with te reo Māori and pick up kupu, whether you're a new learner or your matatau. It's kind of for everybody.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to attend Marlon Williams' show on the Te Whare Te Weka Weka tour this year, and the whole show was amazing, but in between sets, Kami opened, there was all Waiata Māori playing through the speakers. Like, I was walking through Spark Arena and I heard Tangaroa Whakamutua by Meizirika, and I was like, isn't this just the best? It's so cool. So as a part of this, you're encouraging people to sing Waiata, and you want them also to get involved on the old social media. So you'll be uploading clips as well of people singing Waiata Māori?
Yeah, we've gone and visited different people. It's just really showing how they're engaging with Waiata Reo Māori. We want to see people share how they listen to Waiata Reo Māori, where it could be at home, it could be at mahi. We're really encouraging people to capture it, share it, and tag Waiata anthems and Reo Māori on socials. Yeah, we just want to see how everybody's kind of got it in their life.
Amazing. I do have a pātai for you. What's your favourite Waiata Reo Māori? Which one are you going to be uploading?
I really should have prepared for that, eh? at the moment, E Ua I Te Ua by Asia. It's just released last week and it's so beautiful. There's some stuff on Waiata Anthems about that, so a little plug there as well. Go and watch those.
That whole Kawai album that Asia released last year was just the most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah, and her vocals are so beautiful. And yeah, she wrote that song with Whaia Te Hau Mihi Ata Mason. So the kupu are amazing. And a really talented director, Brandon Timona Nui, made a beautiful music video as well. So yeah, that's definitely my favorite at the moment.
Man, it's so awesome. And Waiata Reo Māori is everywhere. Even today, I was late to a class. I ducked into the wharepaku, came back out into the foyer, and I got trapped because there was like a Waiata Reo Māori circle of people just singing. I was like, I guess I'm just sitting here and going to listen to this, then I'll be late. It's all right. But
that's what I was seeing, people posting stuff like that. So if anyone is doing things like that, share it on the socials and take us in.
Thank you so much, Parehoia. You brought us one more song, and this is a classic reimagined, Momohara no Aho. Mm-hmm. Originally Brannigan Carr, and this one is with Corella.
Yeah, that's one. They made a new version of it, and yeah, it's just one of those songs that I think lots of us, it's a bit nostalgic, so yeah, it's cool to have a new version of it, and yeah, it's awesome.
Oh man, all the best for the rest of your week, my friend.
Ngā mihi e hoa, thanks for having me.
No problem, ka kite.
Ka kite.
This is Momohara no Aho, Alebi Corella, and of course Brannigan Carr. We're listening to Ratu Tuesday Drive. We're going to head into a little break here, and then when we get back, it's all Waitara Reo Māori, baby. If you want to get in touch, 5395, what's your favourite Waitara Reo Māori? What do you want to hear played?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.